Well, the Sacramento Kings are home tomorrow, and they're not going to leave the state of California for about 3 weeks, which is really nice considering that in the last couple of weeks, the Kings have been all over the place. But it's nice that they only have one road game, and that's a quick trip to L.A., and then they're going to be home. And speaking of the Kings, we've got Willie Cauley-Stein joining us here on this Friday evening. Willie, it's Grant and Doug. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Willie, we talked about this last week. And again, another four-game road trip. You guys go 500. Again, this team's getting better. And we see it. We hear it. And you got to like the results that you're seeing right now.
Yeah, man. It's crazy because it's starting to come together like it's supposed to. You know, guys are starting to figure out their roles. Guys are playing harder. And that's really all you ask for is guys to play with that energy and effort every time we step out there, and we're getting that. Now it's like, you know, now we can take care of the X's and O's. Like, if you're teaching effort, then it's going to be all bad. But once you stop teaching effort and you can start, you know, teaching the game and start playing together, it gets scary.
Willie, when you look at starting the road trip off 0-2 and then being able to come back and win two in a row, I thought it was quite impressive. The tone of the locker room was what at 0-2? The same? It got better? Or is this kind of the gradual, you know, growing that you guys are seeing together?
I think it's just a gradual growing. You know, every game is more opportunity for a young dude to play minutes and to learn. So, I mean, each game is just so vital for us and just learning situational things. I feel like last week, you know, we were talking about 2-for-1s and like getting the last shot. Like, we were teaching that where, you know, people that's been in the league, they already know how that goes. And you know, we're sitting here trying to learn what a 2-for-1 is and what we do in this situation and that situation. You know, you only learn from game reps. So, you know, every game we just get a little bit better.
We're talking with Willie Cauley-Stein. And, Willie, for someone like yourself, all right, third year in the league, you're 24. I've been doing this 30 years, and I got to tell you something. I just marvel at Zach Randolph. I mean, I watch him play, and I'm like, how on earth is he doing this? And he does it every night. The guy is just a warrior, isn't he?
Yeah, man. Dude, it's so fun to watch because it's just like, you know what's coming. You know it's coming. You know he's going to drive it left, and you know he's going to do a little left hook, and you can't stop it. You know, and I'm just like, you can't stop it. It's just amazing.
Right.
Is what
right.
He's doing. It's just it's fun to watch. It's fun to play with him because, you know, he's looking for you on the other side. He's scoring and stuff, but he's still looking for you, and it's just it's good karma. It's good energy.
And I hear he's great in the locker room, too.
Oh, yeah, one of the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear it in your voice. Imagine playing with five guys playing like that. It's an awesome feeling. There was a point in the 76ers game where when I came on post, I talked about the fact that I thought I watched you learn something from Zach Randolph. You had to go to the line and knock down two free throws, but it was the move that you did to get there. You went into the player's chest like Z-Bo does. He bounced off. They ended up hacking you really good. But are those the type of things that you're beginning to pick up from being around Z-Bo?
Absolutely. And not only that, is in like, well, before, like now I'm back in the starting lineup with him. So, but during practice, I was learning that because I was having to guard him. He'd get that bump, and I'd be like, yo, this is what I need to start learning. I need to learn how to get this bump. Like, this bump is everything. Like, yeah, I could get past my guy, but once I get past him, I'm like, well, now what?
Yeah.
Now what do I do? Like, all right, I'm past him. Now, all right, now where's the finish? How do I finish this? And that's it. You got to get that bump so then they can't get up off the ground and you can just lay it in there.
Yes.
Every time he does it, I'm just like, dude, I got to get this in my game.
You know, Willie, I was just talking about the schedule. You guys have had a very lopsided schedule. As a matter of fact, I was looking at this morning. The Kings have had the fewest home games of any team in the league, and you guys are going to be home with the exception of the game Tuesday in L.A. I mean, that's pretty darn nice, isn't it, to be here for a couple weeks?
Man, it's love. it's nice that we dang near knocked out the whole East Coast, though. I think we got one more trip.
Right, to the Southeast.
The rest of the time.
Yeah, you know, Willie, when you look at a Spurs team like that you guys are going to face, I personally think, as you look at coming off the road, starting off 1-9 on the road, now 5-4 on the road, that is highly impressive. But coming home to an opportunity like this, because this is the bona fide playoff team, what type of start, what type of mindset do you expect out of the guys?
We can't dig ourselves a hole. So the way we start tomorrow is going to dictate, you know, the rest of the game. If we start in the hole, then play catch up the whole time. Spurs is the wrong team to play catch up on.
Yes.
So we're going to have a really great start, and our second unit's going to have to continue that start.
Yeah, and you talk about the second unit. You said you're starting now. You were a part of that. You go back and forth. But on most nights, boy, they give you a nice lift. And Doug and I talk about it, and we've talked about this with you, and I don't mean to single out individuals, but, man, for a guy that's in his first year, we just love watching Frank Mason compete.
Yeah, I like playing with him a lot. He's a dog, man. Straight right. up, he is a dog, and he's got the craziest mentality, and I love it.
Do you think that that's the type of mentality that ultimately you want to permeate through the whole team and get that type of mentality in practice and those different things? Because personally, me, that's a winning type of mentality. It's, if you're going to take it being a dog.
Exactly. I feel like that's if I'm playing on the team, that's the mentality I want everybody to have. Mm-hmm. And he's an underdog, so he got an underdog mentality, and that's dangerous in this game.
And you know what else, Willie? You talk about playing better. We're not even to the new year yet. You know, you take a look at a team like Chicago that you guys were in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, and you won a game, and they looked lost. And then, you know, they had won, what, 7 in a row before last night. It's never too late to turn it on, man. You guys still have especially with all these home games coming up, it's right there in front of you to keep this thing going.
Yeah. We just got to catch a little streak, and then it gets interesting.
You know, how do you when you play against the younger teams, we talk about it, Grant and I, we talk it on pre and post about this is an opportunity to measure yourself against a team like the 76ers, a team against the Lakers, the Nets, those type of things. Do you guys kind of talk about it that way, or are you just focus on the team that's in front of you?
You know, me personally, when we play against a young team, I'm extra juice because this is, you know, we're so young that it's like, oh, well, this is what we're going to be. This is the type of dudes we're going to be playing against for the next 6 years,
right?
Seven years. So it's like, well, let's whoop their ass because that's the rivalry we're trying to make. Like, our young dudes are better than young dudes, and we're going to come out here and show you that. It's a little different when you play against a team of vets.
Yes.
And it's like the tables turn. And you got to try to just survive and maybe catch one. Mm-hmm. But when we're playing against younger teams, it's a different mentality, I feel like.
That's well said. Willie, before we let you go, health-wise, everything good with that back strain, no issues anymore, or is it still bothering you a little bit?
No, it's good. I'm pretty much 100%, I feel like.
Well, that's great. You'll need to be 100% tomorrow. As you said, you have a bona fide, very good playoff team, and so we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and always good to have you on. Thanks very much.
Yep, appreciate you.
Yep, thank you. That's Willie Cauley-Stein. Good stuff right there.
Absolutely. I like to hear the excitement in his voice, Grant.
Yep.
About certain areas, how you're looking at the young teams and different things like that, the learning from a Zeebo. Again, going from starter to the bench, but instead of pouting, how about the fact you go against a guy every day in practice and you begin to learn from him? That's good stuff.
All right, when we come back, Doug and I will do our picks for this week. NFL action begins tomorrow. We'll do that right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. All right, Grant Napier, Doug Christie.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have some fun here.
Shall we?
All right. Connor and Tarek, turn your mics on.
Uh-oh. All right, you're hot. You're hot, fellas.
All right.
Here we go. All right, so Saturday we got Indianapolis and Baltimore, Minnesota, Green Bay. Let me ask you this. Anybody here taking either Indianapolis or Green Bay?
No.
Yes.
No. You are? Who are you taking?
I'm taking Green Bay. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because you said it. 0 degrees?
Yep.
With wind chill?
Yep.
Yeah, Case Keenum, I like him. I really think he surprised me this year. He's been really good.
Okay.
You said before earlier, I think it was you, Mr. Christie, who said he had never played in a cold weather game.
Yeah.
And I just think this late in the year, you know, upsets are bound to happen. I think Green Bay still has a talented squad. I know Aaron Rodgers is shut down, but they still have some talent on the team.
Yeah, you know what? I would say about the cold weather, Minnesota, all they have to do is step outside and they can practice in the cold getting ready.
That is a good point. Yeah.
And let's not also forget, Minnesota does have a great two-man rushing game.
That is
with
true.
McKinnon
That's
and
true.
Murray.
And they have
that
a defense.
That is true.
So, all right, but fine. You're going to take Green Bay.
Yeah.
You're taking
Baltimore and
Baltimore.
Minnesota.
Doug? Yep. Baltimore, Minnesota. All right, let's move on. Cleveland at Chicago. I'll tell you this. I'm going to surprise the world. I'm taking Cleveland here. You want to?
I'm with Cleveland on it.
No?
Chicago.
Doug? By the way, the two other voices you hear are Connor and Tarek. They are a junior and a senior, respectively, at Wood Creek High School, and they're in here having a good time today. Doug, who are you taking?
Lord bless me. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, with the addition of Josh Gordon coming back, you can really tell Kaiser's getting more comfortable in the offense. It's now opening up Isaiah Crowell. Duke Johnson Jr. is looking more efficient. Their defense has been solid throughout this year.
I just think in the NFL, going 0-16 is really, really hard to do. I mean, it really is.
And Chicago's been inconsistent this whole year.
But I got two words. Jordan Howard. I guess it's more of a name, but I feel I don't know. I just feel like
he's
going
to bust.
We shall see.
We'll see. All right, let's move along. We got to go. All right, Detroit at Cincinnati. I think the Lions, the Bengals to me look dead.
Yeah, agree.
I got the Lions.
I got Detroit.
All right, Doug. All right, the Rams are at the Titans.
I got the Rams.
It's actually better for the Titans to lose this game because it's an NFC game, and if they lose and Jacksonville wins, they win. Then next week, Jacksonville's game is not that important, and Tennessee has to win to make the playoffs. So. Yeah. I think the Rams beat the Titans.
I do, too, especially after the Titans dropped that one last week.
Guys, what do you think?
I got Rams? Yeah, I got Rams, sorry.
Yeah, I think the Rams have stuff to play for, too.
All right, Miami, Kansas City, all of us going Kansas City?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, I don't see any way in the world Miami.
Actually, I got Miami.
Do you really?
Right now, Jay Cutler's been inconsistent. You look at the week against the Patriots where Jay Cutler looked like he was Tom Brady Jr. His inconsistency is always an issue, but I think this is going to be a game where they can come out and do some damage early on. Personally.
All right, so that would be a gigantic upset.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Right,
I'm going big here.
All right, that is big. I'm taking Kansas City. All right, Buffalo, New England. I don't think the Patriots are going to lose at home to Buffalo.
Nope.
All right, Atlanta at New Orleans. Doug?
Atlanta, New Orleans. Hmm.
Now, if Atlanta wins this week and next week against Carolina, they win the division. New Orleans and Atlanta played 2 weeks ago, Thursday Night Football. Atlanta won a three-point game, close game.
I'm going to Atlanta.
New Orleans.
We both got New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Atlanta keeps playing to their competition.
I know. I'm not sold at all on Atlanta. I think New Orleans wins. I think Atlanta's going to lose this week, and I think they're going to lose next week.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I'm
no, you can't change.
I'm staying with my pick.
All right, the Chargers are at the Jets. You know, the Chargers may be down both offensive tackles, but Petty is starting a quarterback for the Jets.
Oh.
And for that reason, I'm taking the Chargers to go into New York and win.
I'm going to take the Chargers as well, but expect it to be a really close game.
I agree
with
you.
The Jets always play well.
I think it will be a very close game, too.
I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Jets are going to win. I feel like Bryce Petty is getting he played a little last year.
A little bit.
Didn't he beat the 49ers last year?
Or
was that Hackenberg?
I think it was Hackenberg.
It might have been Hackenberg.
But you know what? You make a good point. Yeah. It's not like he's never played before.
Yeah,
but
I feel like it's going to be close. It might go into overtime, but I think the Jets are going to pull that one out.
All right, I'm going to take the Chargers.
I got too. Chargers.
All right. Denver at Washington. I know, it's like kind of okay. I'm going to go with Washington just because they're at home.
I think Washington pulls that one out, Kirk Cousins.
Guys, what do you think?
Yeah, I got Washington on that one.
I got Denver. They've got a little hot towards the end of the season.
They played a little better.
I mean,
their defense is finally looking
good. Brock Osweiler looked like he was actually really good on Thursday night.
And you know what? They could really play spoiler next week when they host Kansas City.
Did you just say Brock Osweiler pretty good in the same season?
I'm surprised.
He did have a pretty bad time.
Brock Osweiler makes Demaryius Thomas look great. That's a fact out there this year.
All right, so I'm taking Washington, and I'm sorry, Connor, you're taking...
I'm taking...
And Tarek, you're taking Denver?
I'm taking Denver.
I'm taking Washington.
And Washington. Doug? All right, Washington. All right, Tampa is at Carolina. I think Carolina will win this game, and I think they'll win it running away.
Oh, yeah.
I do. Tampa's...
Yes. All right, so, Tarek, you're going to the game Sunday in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville at San Francisco. Huge game for Jacksonville. I think they win this game. I think they're just a better all-around team. They've got a very good defense. They're going to be able to run. And as well as San Francisco's playing lately, I don't think they're going to win.
Jacksonville.
Call me an upset here.
You go first then.
I got Niners.
Yeah, Niners. I love the Niners. I love Jimmy G. I love Witherspoon. You're playing great. Sacramento native, Jacksonville. I'm sorry. Hopefully a close game, but I just Jacksonville's been so good.
I could see
this year.
It being a close game.
Yeah,
Connor's Mr. Upset. I see.
Well, yeah, he is Mr. Upset. And you know, Blake Bortles has been playing very well the last 3 weeks.
He has been very efficient. So.
My only reason to this is you're looking at the Niners defense. Reuben Foster's looking way more improved. Eric Reed has been great coming in as a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm a big fan of Jimmy GQ. and Marquise Goodwin has been a great number one receiver ever since Jimmy Garoppolo did come to the Niners. I think this is going to be really close. Once again, I got Niners going at the very end off another game-winning field goal.
Ooh. All right. Okay. Well,
Robbie Gould has been solid. So
Seattle at Dallas, they get Elliott back at running back. Seattle, how do they get off the mat after getting embarrassed last week? I just they have too many injuries on defense.
That was embarrassing.
Too many injuries on defense. I don't like the matchup here. I think Dallas is going to win at home.
I got
I have Dallas. I don't Elliott against the way the Seahawks played last week.
I know.
I don't see
it's
a
not
chance.
A good matchup. Yeah. But we are talking about Seattle, and they've got they do have Russell Wilson. But Doug, is that enough?
Bah humbug, Grant. That's what I say. But I have to pick against my Seahawks. The Cowboys. I think they get them, man. We're not looking good.
Yeah, right and the game's now. In Dallas, right?
Here's a huge factor though: is Dallas's left tackle back? I can't remember his exact name, but there was a statistic coming out saying that whenever he's out, Dak Prescott is
Smith's
the worst quarterback.
Tyron Smith.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And then Dallas is back normal.
As long as Sean Lee's out there, they're going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be fine.
That's terrible.
What?
You look, see how he relishes. You guys see that grin on his face? It's there, but it's not there.
You know, and again, Smith, just for the record, is questionable, but I think he's playing. Mm-hmm. And you're right, it is a huge deal when Tyron Smith's not playing.
Yeah, he's a solid.
All right, the Giants are in Arizona. Two bad teams going head-to-head in the desert inside.
Giants.
Arizona.
I'm really hoping Arizona wins. I don't want the Giants to screw up their second pick right now, which they have locked up.
Yeah.
And don't you may see the debut of Davis Webb in the second half in this game.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Just because of that, I think Davis Webb does play, and because they want that second pick, I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals, too. Yeah. And I think if you're going to play Webb, play him this week on the road. Play him in a controlled environment.
Yep.
Don't put him out in the cold in the final week of the season.
That's smart. I would agree, Grant.
I'm only going to go with the Giants on this one just because I still feel Eli Manning still has something to prove ever since he did get benched.
Yep.
Although it's a new head coach, I still believe that he has a chip on his
shoulder.
Well,
he had a great game last week.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And I think he's going to keep improving that against an injury-prone Arizona defense.
All right, two games on Christmas. Pittsburgh at Houston. Anyone taking Houston?
Houston.
Because I'm not.
Yep.
You are? Why?
It's surprising.
What?
Now, let me explain myself, Connor. Don't get mad. So, I mean, obviously the catch slash, was it a catch? That was crazy. I think Pittsburgh, honestly, because they've been playing down to their competition all year, I feel like Houston is, like, mad going into this game because they lost to the Niners. They got destroyed by the Jags last week. They just want to come out and prove something. And I think if they go out and just, like, put everything they have into this game, and obviously they're ravaged by there are so many injuries.
Yeah.
But I still feel like they have a fight in them. I feel like
I
it's going to be a huge upset. That's just
all right,
me.
That would be a huge upset.
That would be the upset of the
week. And Antonio Brown out for the Steelers changes things around a little bit.
It does.
Yeah.
But the Steelers, you know, because if the Patriots slip up by any chance, you know,
they're right there.
All right, and the other game is Oakland at Philly. I think the Raiders are going to get blown out
Philly,
on Monday night.
Philly.
Yeah, I'm with Philly.
I mean,
as
Nick Foles is a really underrated quarterback. Back in 2014, under Chip Kelly, he was having an MVP type season.
He was playing
this
great.
Guy knows exactly what he needs to do.
Absolutely.
And now he has help at the wide receiver spot because Deshaun Jackson was released.
All right, let's get to Tom before we get to the break. Tom, go ahead. You'll take us to the break.
Hey, good evening, Grant. Good evening, Doug, and young gentlemen from Wood Creek. Listening to you. I got to say, I've been away for about a year. I got off work yesterday on my new shift. I flip on the radio. What do I get? I get a bonus grant. I loved it.
Love it. What can we do for you, buddy?
Fantastic. One thing, three quick things. Number one, never looked brighter for the Kings. I loved your rant. The Kings are looking great. I'm real excited that the second thing I want to say, you don't hear Vivek Ranadive's name at all. This is not his team anymore. We know who the team belongs to, and it's our general manager.
Well, first of all, it's his team. He's the owner, and I know the point you're trying to make. But, you know, and I understand where you're coming from. But trust me, Vivek Ranadive is the owner, and he's done a much, 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 in my opinion, improved job in his ownership role. But he's still the owner. Trust me, and he's there every game.
No, I agree. I just mean you're not reading it on the Internet because I follow the team day in and day out. You don't see his name anymore. It's gotten to the point where this team is so improved. It's just I am so happy about the future and everything that's going on.
All right.
I'm so happy. I forgot about my third point, but listen, thanks for letting me get
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, guys, have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you as well.
All right. We'll come back. Final segment before a Christmas rant on Sports 1140. All right. We got two more segments left. Doug and I live, and then we're going to go to my Christmas rant.
I'll be listening in the car.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everyone loves Grant's rant.
I wouldn't say everyone.
I would. I would say everyone, Grant.
Me and Tark do.
You know, hate, even that's when great. They're hating, Grant, they like it. Just understand that. Hate is just, you know, it's they want to show you love, but they do it in a different way.
I meant to ask you, what did you think of UCLA suspending Cody Riley and Jalen Hill for the rest of the season?
You know, I think it was probably something that needed to be done because they need to show these young men how close they were to being in jail in a different country.
Yep.
I mean, this is there was a seriousness to it that yep. has been kind of pushed aside with the balls and all the different things that are going on. But this is a learning lesson for them. Take this, learn from it, grow from it, become better for it. And I think that they will do that. And I think it's something that UCLA needed to do to set a precedence that there are some things that we are just absolutely not going to go for. So I say good for them.
Yeah, I'm with you. And hopefully this will end up being a real positive in their life.
I really think that it is. A lot of times, I mean, I can remember myself in college and getting into some things, and it helped me grow as a young man to learn and be better for it. And this was a situation that was a dire one. Maybe they realize it, maybe they don't, but they will by watching their teammates to continue to play where they have to sit. But now I will ask this. I'm pretty sure they still are able to go to practice and those sort yes. of things. That's good because yep. you still want to include yep. them in everything that's going on, but you don't get the whole fruit. Okay. You get some
yeah,
of
right.
but you don't get the whole thing.
Well, good. Tomorrow it's the Kings and the Spurs. Pau Gasol and Danny Green are questionable. Both with groin issues. And so, again, Gasol and Danny Green, questionable. Kawhi Leonard is probable, which means, barring an unforeseen setback, he'll definitely be on the floor. The Spurs last night losing
yeah.
In Utah to the Jazz.
Yeah, you know, Kawhi Leonard being back, I think, is great. I don't know
I
what
agree.
Was wrong with the quad, but I'm glad to see that it's better. Tony Parker being back. And then Rudy Gay coming back to town again. Should
oh, yeah.
be good to see Rudy.
That is good to see Rudy. And, you know, you talk about the Spurs. They're 22-11. They've won 7 of their last 10 games.
How about the fact that LaMarcus Aldridge, I mean, from my understanding, there was a dinner that was had with LaMarcus and Coach Pop. Coach Pop went down and saw him. They had a real good conversation because some people said, why are they signing him to an extension when there was, quote unquote, so many problems? He wanted to be traded, a lot of different things. He came back, and the quote was Pop told him, look, I'm going to be all over you on the defensive end. You're going to hear my mouth. You can do whatever in the heck you want on the offensive end. And I think that that probably helped him to buy into what is going on there. Now you get Kawhi working at a really high level that he was working at. It's going to be the synergy of those two that is going to do – whatever happens with the Spurs is going to – it's going to come down on LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard.
All right, so the Kings and the Spurs tomorrow, 7 o'clock start. Then the Kings will leave actually Christmas night to fly to L.A. They'll take on the Clippers on Tuesday, and then they're home for a long time.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think there's some good home cooking for the Kings. And I thought that they were doing this for a little bit, Grant, using Golden One Center to their benefit, understanding how to use the fan base, the you know, when you need to get a run, when
yep.
you hit that three, when that crowd explodes and start to run teams out of here and really compete at a high level. So I think this homestand will be good for them.
So we've got, again, the basketball tomorrow. Doug and I are off on Tuesday, and then we will be back on Wednesday from Golden One Center before the Kings take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in studio.
Yes.
Again, Connor and Tarek from Wood Creek High School. You reached out to me, Connor. Thank you very much, and I hope this has been a great experience for you.
It truly has. Yeah. Thank you once again.
Yeah, this has been awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, and you'll be just fine. Just roll up your sleeves and do your work and keep on doing what you're doing, and you'll just be fine.
No doubt. And hope we beat you guys when we see you.
Oh, we'll be at many Kings games.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
definitely see you.
And Wood Creek Granite Bay games, too.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
Next 2 years, I'm yeah. there mm. still. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
No doubt, guys. You got a lot in front of you. Good young men. I see your work ethic. You ask the right questions. Apply it, and sky's the limit, fellas.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, which is too bad Jerry's not here. You could have met Jerry.
Oh,
you
know? Boy.
I know, right?
Yeah. Jerry doesn't come down here that often. No. We normally just, when we talk to Jerry, we do it on the phone.
I need to get some tips on how he gets his nickname so quickly.
Like, oh, my gosh. Drano.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He's sitting at home right now, I'm sure, thinking of him, because Jerry, he's special, man.
Jerry is sitting at home right now watching an NBA game. Jerry watches games literally around the clock. That's why he knows so much about all the players. You know, it's and Doug's the same way. And because he does so much homework, I'm talking about Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jerry is doing a game, I can ask Jerry about any player on the roster, even if it's a kid that's in his first year.
Yeah.
And Jerry will be able to tell you everything about him because he watches so much college and NBA basketball.
Yeah, he does. And it was TLC the other night. Timothy,
yeah.
Lau, Cabarro.
Yeah.
He didn't even want to give it a shot. I loved it.
I know, right?
That was awesome.
That was my most favorite prospect coming into the draft. I just loved the name, just always having to say it.
Yeah. The Wawu Cabarro, right? Or Cabarro.
I said Karabot.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know I was wrong.
Yeah. No. So
you guys have to come down and meet Jerry. You'll love him, man. He's the best.
Oh, he is great.
Definitely will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nope, he is great. So Doug, let's get a key or two tomorrow. Let's assume that Gasol and Green do play. You made a good point to Willie, and I think first and foremost, you can't get off to a bad start against these guys.
That would be key number one. Make sure that you come out, you use a crowd, you get out to a solid start. Let's not settle on the jump shots. Pass up good shots for great shots. And then you're going to have to pass the ball. When the Kings are moving the rock, they play at a better clip, Grant, and I'm talking like 25 assists. I know that's a lot to ask for the Kings, but when they're above 20 in that 25 zone, they play really good. And then end your defensive possessions with a rebound. Do not let them on the offensive boards. Let's end it with the rebound. Rebound, get out to a good start, and pass the rock and try to get some assists.
And again, I said this on TV the other night. What I want to see, because the Kings have actually played better on the road than they have at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, part of that is they've had a lot more road games than home games, so they've had more opportunities to play better on the road.
Yeah.
But if this team is going, and I'm not looking this year, I'm looking in the future. If this team's going to be a playoff team sooner rather than later, it has to start on the home floor.
It absolutely does. And normally, that's what happens with young teams. Young teams play well at home because you're at home, you get your cooking, your bed, all the different things. And then on the road, there's a little awe that goes on. And then as you grow, you usually become better on the road. And that is pretty much what we saw. 1-9 to start, they weren't that good on the road. Then they began to grow. 5-4 as of late. That is absolutely awesome. Now you come home, and establishing home court for a young team is something that is, it's just paramount. It's something you have to do.
19 games on the road for the Kings, only 12 at home. The fewest home games played by any team in the NBA.
That means you can clean up late. That's exactly what that means. Willie mentioned it. Maybe one more, and you said it, one more Eastern swing, but it's the
Southeast. Yeah.
And after that, you pretty much
handle
these.
That's the longest trip of the year, though. It's 6 games.
Yeah, you know.
It's a good
envelope. We've had longer.
A good envelope.
You can really tell also that the Kings' defense throughout this whole road stretch has just been progressively getting better every game. You're actually starting to see more switches. A pick-and-roll defense are actually covering the right man. It's a lot different than what we've seen in the past 3 years.
Yeah. The defense is what is going to win. Yeah, that envelope, Grant.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
I will.
Guys, Merry Christmas, and thanks for coming down.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you, guys.
All right, DC, thank you. We'll see you on tomorrow, Doug. And when we come back, it is going to be, from a couple of years ago, my Christmas rant. So we'll end the show with that. And everyone listening, be safe. Have a phenomenal holiday weekend. Be well. Hope it's merry, 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 and we look forward to chatting with you on Wednesday at Golden One before the Cavaliers game. So the Christmas rant's next here on Sports 1140.